Then we get annihilated as we hold our outfits past the first concern. Jordan Lee, the link sticks right in the face and goes literally TRI.
Specific knowledge, and before the treatment will be going to do your virus.
Wrestling. In a statement, Wrestling simply said this makes early detection, rapid isolation of suspected cases, contact tracing, and disinfection prevention and control measures the most critical tools to contain it. Meanwhile, Dr. Lucinda has confirmed that general surveillance systems have detected a suspected virus hemorrhagic fever case in the Wuhan district on the capital, with the finding being investigation. He says a 46-year-old woman from Buffalo-Bill Farms was admitted to isolated at Wayne Outlook Referral Hospital on the 13th of May 2026. After presenting with symptoms including severe nausea, vomiting, blood, and general weakness. A Malawian man accused of trafficking a 17-year-old girl from Malawi to Zambia for sexual exploitation has been found with a case of assault by the Lusaka Magistrates Court. Paul Junior Peary is facing one count of trafficking of children entering to Section 3 of the Anti-Human Trafficking Amendment Act, number 69 of 2022. It is alleged that Mr. Peary lured the victim to conversations on Facebook by promising her employment opportunities before allegedly forcing her into a sexual relationship that resulted in the birth of a child. The court said that the victim was trafficked to Zambia in August 2024 and later reported the matter to police in April last year after another woman from Malawi visited the house claiming to be Mr. Peary's wife. Magistrate Mr. Cameron has been set May 26th as the date for the accused to open his defense. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced a 21-year-old base operator to 3 months simply in prison after she was handled out of 17,000 sakra in an online financial scam commonly known as pyramid scheme. Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Peary sentenced Sarah Mangala after she pleaded guilty to one count of obtaining pecuniary advantage of false agency, subject to Section 309 of the Penal Code. The court said that on September 3rd, 2025, Ms. Mangala obtained 17,000 sakra from fellow Airtel mobile bank agent Oscar Karanga after falsely claiming she needed the money to normalize her daily trip and promising to repay the same bill. However, investigations later revealed